Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Ireland, we have Father Thomas McCarthy. Father Thomas has done many things in the Order, but now lives in Galway, assisting in chaplaincy work at the university and with RTE, Ireland's national broadcaster, as a commentator and translator for papal events. His preaching today is entitled, Our Daily Bread.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once Jesus was in a certain place praying, and when he had finished, one of his disciples said, Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples. He said to them, say this when you pray. Father, may your name be held holy, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves forgive each one who is in debt to us, and do not put us to the test. He also said to them, suppose one of you has a friend and goes to him in the middle of the night to say, my friend, lend me 3 loaves because a friend of mine on his travels has just arrived at my house and I have nothing to offer him. And the man answers from inside the house, do not bother me. The door is bolted now. My children and I are in bed. I cannot get up to give it to you. I tell you, if the man does not get up and give it to him for friendship's sake, persistence will be enough to make him get up and give his friend all he wants. So I say to you, ask, and you will be given. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. For the one who asks always receives. The one who searches always finds. The one who knocks will always have the door opened to him or her. What father among you would hand his son a stone when he asked for bread, or hand him a snake instead of a fish, or hand him a scorpion if he asked for an egg? If you, then, who are evil, know how to give your children what is good, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? I was driving to Westport in County Mayo. This is a couple of years ago. There comes a certain point where you need to stop for a bit when you're driving so much. I thought of it in each town and village, but kept going. And then I came to a small town with what looked like an interesting little church. So I stopped to go in and say a prayer. Sat down for a bit, said a few prayers. When I got up to go, feeling sort of good, I noticed the banner hanging over the organ and choir gallery, and the text was what Jesus said to his disciples in the Garden of Gethsemane, could you not stay awake with me 1 hour? Oops. And there was I feeling great since I'd stopped in for 5 minutes to say a prayer. 1 hour, Lord? You're not serious, surely? It raises the question of our own prayer now, mine and yours. Do we just come to church for Mass and then out the door? Do we ever drop into a chapel to say a quiet prayer? Or, as John the 23rd used to say, just to sit in the Lord's presence for a while? If we are in love, we cannot have enough of our lover's company. And if we love God? Yes, it is similar. We ought to yearn for God's presence and delight in thinking of the Lord day and night. Our life, like Abraham's, ought to involve conversation with God in praise and in petition. As we grow in the Christian life, as well as growing in human experience, praying ought to come as naturally as laughing or loving. That is not to say we don't have a great deal to learn about prayer or about our relationship with God, but that goes for any relationship, doesn't it, even after years. Anyone who has sought a favor, begged even, will know that perseverance is a large part of the recipe that may eventually lead to success. Hope is likely to be part of the engine used by the persevering spirit, and that hope may mean, among other things, the belief that there is still love and care in the heart of someone out there whom we're asking or praying to. How much more adorable is the Lord God, who brought us to life and will for sure maintain that life within us and a sense of gratitude within us that enables us even to pray for others and for their future joy, peace, and rest. What is a superb help is to take a little text of sacred scripture and run with it. See how much we can identify with it. And this Sunday's psalm is powerful for that, giving so many reasons to be thankful. I thank you, Lord, with all my heart. You have heard the words of my mouth. Before the angels I will bless you. I will adore before your holy temple. I thank you for your faithfulness and love, which excel all we ever knew of you. On the day I called, you answered. You increased the strength of my soul. You stretch out your hand and save me. Your hand will do all things for me. Your love, O Lord, is eternal. Discard not the work of your hands. Let us then always pray, my sisters and brothers, and give thanks to God for our life and for the joy of knowing and loving the Son of God, Jesus Christ, our Saviour, and ask the Lord for what we need, symbolized by that most human of intercessions. Give us this day our daily bread.